man who's been wounded the best treatment we can from the beginning to the end.
It would occur to me, Senator Lieberman.
Yes, sir.
That particularly if you're somebody who thought to support such a wonderful idea as you did, and continue to support this idiotic exercise, that you would, and probably you sit on some of these oversight committees,
yeah,
that you would have a special responsibility to know what the hell's happened to these kids.
Yeah.
Look, it's not enough to say you didn't know or you didn't ask the right question. I mean, that's why we elected you.
Yeah, no, we all have responsibility, and I would say very personally, because I have supported the war and continue to believe that we've got to do everything we can to have it end successfully. I have a special responsibility, and so, you know, we all ought to be doing mea culpas. Battlefield medicine, I've been to battlefield hospitals when I've been over in Iraq, amazing. Walter Reed, main building, unbelievable. An unbelievable heroism by the soldiers who've lost limbs and are just devoted to coming back to as close to normalcy as they can. But the other stuff, just crazy and unacceptable. And I think you're going to see a change now.
How do we get this fixed?
Well, I think the first thing is to hold people accountable, and you know, General Waitman going is a good first step. The Armed Services
Committee. Well, it's an absurd first step. He didn't have anything to do with this. He's been in charge. That's a big scapegoat deal, and you know that.
Your questions about General Kiley are very good questions, and I'm going to ask him, because this, after all, is the guy that was in charge for a couple of years.
Well, he's a lying skunk. He ought to be forced to resign today, Senator.
I don't have that exact authority, but I will tell you that I'm on the Armed Services Committee. The Armed Services Committee oversees the medical hospitals, and a group of us on a committee are going out there this afternoon, and I'm going to ask some of the tough questions that you and a lot of others are
asking. See if they'll let you, Senator Joe Lieberman, walk around without being escorted by four or five of these generals who have known about this for years.
Yeah.
I mean, did you read the Dana Priest and Ann Hull story in the Washington Post yesterday? That General Kiley's been out there testifying before your committee and lying to you, Senator. Lying to you and these other people. He's lying to you.
A lot of that was House Committee. I agree. Totally. Look, this is the guy that was on top of the institution. It is not... It's a good-sized hospital, but it's not a city.
Well,
and this was a building that was an important part of that. So, look, he should have known. And I believe as this goes on, he's going to be held accountable. But I'm going to figure out what we can do on this. Part of this, Don, was that the whole response never lived up to the increasing demand on the Army medical system or the military medical system after Iraq.
That's not a good excuse.
No, but it is. It's not our excuse. It's an explanation that we never put enough money in. Look, at Walter Reed, there used to be 100, 150 patients. They're now up to over 600 and have gone as high as over 800. And they have beyond the paint and the mold and the rodents, which you can fix. They don't have enough medical and particularly mental health personnel there. And I would say that on the supplemental appropriations bill, which is the bill that will come up by the end of this month, to fund us a lot, including military needs, we ought to put together a rapid emergency program, not just to fix up the buildings, but to fix up the whole darn system. And that means hiring more people. It particularly means giving more money to the Veterans Administration.
You know what they ought to do? I mean, I was talking to Donald Trump earlier this morning. He had a great idea. Because, you know, Arnold Fisher was a contractor just like Donald Trump. Arnold Fisher built all these Fisher houses.
Yeah.
He's the guy in San Tule, raised all that money.
Right.
Got from 600,000 people to build that rehab center down there in the Brooklyn.